in the laws of Netilas Yadayim, chapter 159, and we're up to subsection 15. And over there we were talking about, you know, they have this pipe or this duct that is next to the river, and what they do is they take water from the river and put it into that duct, into that pipe. And then from there it runs, all the waters, the fields, everything else where it runs. So they pick it up, and we were talking about if the person puts his hand in the close enough to the place where it's poured on, and that where they're pouring in, so it's considered like coming from a keli on the person's hand. So he's saying now, im hitbul yodo betoich hatzinar, if you dip your hand, you immerse your hands inside of that duct, they are not become clean, because like immersion, if you put your hands in a mikvah, in a kosher mikvah, or in a place where it's kosher for toiling, that would be fine. But in this case, these are drawn water. They're not live water. They're not connected, and they would not be kosher for the tefillah. This would only apply if the one who draws the water pours it right into that duct, into that pipe. But if he places it outside of the pipe, he pours the water on the ground, and then the water runs from the ground into the pipe, and he extends it into the pipe, and he immerses his hand, it's toher. Because if you have drawn water and then you ran it along the ground, that becomes kosher for the Tilas Yadayim. That is only an obligation for your hands is from the rabbis. Even those who would disqualify this to immerse your whole body, because that is from the Torah, where it's a Torah command to immerse, to go to the mikvah. There you need to have majority of the mikvah needs to be rainwater. And only a minority that you have drawn on the ground, as it's brought down this result. Even though if you run it on the ground and then it goes into the pipe, you still need that the tzinner should have 40 saw. That would be the shear of a mikveh, and that it should be a fence, a stop at the bottom, so that would stop the running of the water, so that they should be standing in one place and not running. Kemoshi is by as explained. Now I'm also assuming that this pipe is not a real keli. If it was a keli, then I'm not sure. So then, besides at this point, you can't immerse yourself in a keli, in a vessel. Wondering even if it's shuvim, but it has to be in the ground. It has to be. This pipe, I'm assuming, this tzinner, or this duct, I'm assuming it's either made out of, it's part of the ground, it's made so it's a kosher, it's still considered part of the ground, but if it is a keli, if it would be a keli, then it would be disqualified. That's mean you can't immerse your hands in a keli. Certainly not for a mikvah, you can't do it in a keli. A keli is no good. Further, he says in subsection 16, so he says like this, even in a case that you are pouring like actually into the pipe itself, but sometimes you have imhadli nokuv ma'achodiv kikenis mashkin, but in the back of the pitcher that you're taking the water from the, I guess this was the way they used to get water. They used to go to the well, and they used to take the water and put it into the duct or put it into the ground. But in this case, if you put it right into the duct, into the pipe, and while you're pouring through the opening of the bucket, you're pouring it into the opening of the pipe of the tzinner, from the back, it's dripping back into the river. So it's like the bucket is going from back to the river. So then you can dip your hands in there. You can toivel your hands in there at the time that the bucket is pouring in there. That would be considered as if you are actually dipping your hands, you're toiveling your hands in the actual well. While shakiluach shamarchoide hadli, because the flow which comes from the back of the bucket, because it has a hole, mechaber meime hadli lemeime hayoir, that connects the water of the bucket to the water of the river, vanitzek shebadli, and the flow that comes from the bucket connects litziner mechaber maim shebitziner the maim shebadli. So it connects it to the water in the bucket. So the water that's in the pipe is considered connected to the water of the river. So you have the bucket is sort of a connecting piece, because while it's pouring over here, that stream is connected to the bucket. It's running out of the back, and that's connected to the well. So it's like one connection. So the water is at that time is considered connected. Although the flow that you're running would not be considered a connection for a person to immerse his whole body, and also the flow from the back that is dripping over there, it's not even connected. There's no like stream. It just goes down drip by drip. It doesn't. It's not connected. But because if it's exactly just we'll let some water in, that means when it's going out, it's not gonna stream. There's no stream over there. As far as washing your hand until siyadayim, the chacham were lenient. Anything would be considered a connection. Therefore, one who's going on a boat, he's on the ocean. He's not able to dip his hand into the sea. He should take a vessel that has a hole that would allow for mashke to come in. And you take it from the water. And then he could dip your hands in it. Because those waters are considered connected to the ocean water, since they drip from the bucket to the yam through the hole, so it's considered like in the yam. However, if he can easily push his hands into the yam, maybe he's afraid to fall over or whatever, so because some disagree, so he shouldn't do so if he can do it the right way by pushing his hand, putting it into the ram. Because some disagree. That it's not considered a connection for washing your hands, just as it's not considered for immersing your whole body. Even though it's mainly like the first svara that it is considered. In a place where it's possible, if you can do it good, don't be called bad. In other words, don't do it the wrong way if you can do it the right way. If it's possible, do it the right way. But if you cannot take a full keli and just take the water from the water for washing like this instead of dipping, so because the water is salty,
and they're not fit for Netilas Yadayim. So therefore, you can't do it in Netilas Yadayim. As we'll see in Kuf Samach, you can only put them in, only immerse your hands in the water, because two Netilas that won't be qualified, those water, too salty. So he says, that's not possible. You can't do that, in other words. So you need to rely, either you dip your hands into this, the ocean, or you have it poured on your, or you have that keli that has a hole and it's dripping, and then you wash your hands. But you can't just take that water and just, excuse me, then take that to that. Okay, and because that's, salt water cannot be used in the way of mitila, only as dipping, so you need to have it connected to the ocean. 17, subsection 17, we'll leave it over here, let's do 17. Avonim hakvuyim bekoisom. If you have stones which are set in the wall, shetochakabem beiskibul, so you sort of engraved in one of the stones, you made a receptacle over there, you made a engraved hole of it, tikinlam barza. And then you made some sort of a plug over there, like a spout. A little memory you die, you shouldn't take it for your hand. Since it's set permanently in the wall, they're considered like the wall. They're not considered to be a kale. Even though he made him with a holder to place hold water on the tchila. But if originally he has a holder, he makes a stone, he engraves in there and holds. And then you connected it to the wall, make limahem, then you can take from them. Since they had the name of a keli when it was detached. Same thing is, if you have a regular vessel which is connected to the ground, you can take. Like sometimes when you're really pressed hard, this is what halacha would be. Sometimes when you're really pressed hard, what people will do, they will use, you know, they don't have a keli, they will open up the spout. That first flow that comes is considered, it comes from the force of the person because he has to open it up. And that would be considered one. So what they do is, they open it, close it, open, close, so that they can wash their hands. Every time it opens, it comes from the power of a person. But we need this halacha too to tell us that even though it's attached to the wall, the spout is connected to the wall, it's connected, the sink is connected to the ground and everything else, but it doesn't matter because it was a keli first. That's why it would be okay. Okay, v'hushi yesh le barza, v'noitel derech barza. But the condition is that it has a spout, and you take it through the spout, shemasira b'chol shvicho shvicho, that you remove it every time you pour, shezu nikra netila, mekoich nesu kemesh yisbar. That's considered, if you remove the spout every single time, it's like, comes from the person, as we just said. But if you put your hand inside of the keli and you this is not considered taking, pouring it, it's kein tefila, this is cannot bully. It's like you're immersing it. Hoil va keli mechuba lekarka, since the keli is mechuba lekarka, vein tefila b'shuvin, and you cannot immerse when you're dealing with drawn water. There's no keli b'shuvin when you're dealing. You can't toivel, you can't immerse your hands in shuvin, in a keli. You can only immerse it in a mikveh, in a ground. Avlim ein hakeli mechuba lekarka. But if it doesn't, not connected to the ground, then it's considered. So in other words, if you put water into a bucket and then you put your hands in it, even though it's not coming right now from the power of somebody giving it, whether you're taking your hands from the keli, or you put your hands in the kli, it's all called taking, washing your hands with a vessel. So you don't necessarily have to pour it on your hands, but you can also put it in your hand. That is when we're talking about a regular vessel. But if you're talking about a pipe, it's not considered a keli because it doesn't have four walls. Over there, that's why they need, your hand should be next to the place where it pours. They should come on his hands from the one who's pouring from the kli. Anybody who's holding his hand out of the keli, then it has to come from water that's coming from somebody who's giving it from the kli. But if you put the water in the kli, only needs the amount of netila, which is revis. Doesn't have to be 40 so. Basically, according to this opinion, we're going to learn another opinion. You don't have to pour it on your hand. If you have a regular bucket or you took water from digging, you can put your hands into the bucket and that would be a good netila sidayim. Because you don't need to pour it. Only if it's not a keli, then you need it to come from the person to give it on your hand also. But if it's in a keli, either you take it from the keli on your hands, or you have a revis, you put your hands in there, it'll be good. That's one opinion. But yes, there's some that say no, it always has to come, somebody has to pour it on you. You can't just put your hand into the water, you have to pour it yourself. Like we find when you sanctified your hands in the feet of Mesamigdash before they did the Avodah. So it says, you wash from it, inside it, you're not washing from the power of someone to give it to you. But outside of it, you can, if you remove the plug from the dot that comes out of it, that would be called, even though you're just removing the holder, that's called that you're giving it. At the time when he's pressed, you could make the bracha until sidayim. Then he can take without a bracha. Because the main is like the second one that you need always koyach neisen. He says not to wash. For this until he should wash his hands without a bracha and wrap his hands with a cloth. Some people allow, if you're not going to touch the food directly with your hands, you're just going to have like gloves or something else, then you can eat your food without washing your hands. So pour them into the keli and wrap your hands with the hands, and then you will be fine.